fight was 71. I'm Mike Rossia.
South Korea's president says fielding a joint ice hockey team with North Korea during next month's Winter Olympics would be an historic event, one that would move the hearts of people around the globe. Moon Jae-in's office says the president made the remarks during a meeting with South Korean athletes that was held on earlier today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on expedition today. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. Great service, friendly people. It does a lot for our community. Tobacco and Brew. Gosh, I like Shelly down there and her ding. So, good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning. A partly sunny today, a high near 61. Rain, mainly after, rain throughout the day as the day wears on. That is actually tonight. Rain after 4 a.m. They worded it weird on the forecast. Thursday we'll have rain and a high near 55, and that will continue on into the weekend. And so we've got some water coming down, so that will be a good thing in a dry season so far.
That's going to start today, right?
Late tonight. Yeah,
and then it's going to be all over.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, it's another reason not to work in the yard this weekend.
51 degrees, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A great business located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kinney, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. So good morning, Bad Bob. What was the most important thing that happened to you yesterday after you left the station?
The most important
thing? That you can share with people. I'm not talking about strange things, but... Pretty strange things. What happened, that you said to yourself when you came in today, I ought to tell Carl about this.
Actually, not a darn thing that I
come Not to, a darn thing. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty
quiet. You didn't
quiet.
See anything on the TV, nothing on the, driving down the street.
The most important thing that happened to me yesterday is I finally got back to Wildgate and got my butt back on the treadmill.
Well, I was there too yesterday. You know what?
And that's the most important thing that happened to me yesterday.
There was a part, it did. There was they had it. They had, Rachel or Sarah or whatever you call Mariah, your bike has been unhappy. I was told that it was happy again.
Oh, this was back on the treadmill. I didn't feel like, But it felt
good. You're cheating
good.
On her then, huh?
Well, yeah. Actually, it's kind of nice because I throw a movie up on the iPad and just kind of lose myself in it so I don't think about, exercising. I just watch the movie and keep walking, and I got about 3 miles in.
Wow. Well, I look at, things that are happening, and,
playing with your belt again.
I like my belt. Got a new bill for Christmas. Okay, the simple things for complex minds. All right, that's the only thing I can tell you. I did hear bad news yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They had this killing. It looks like a murder suicide out at Bella Vista. Those four people, and the daughter identified, kind of officially identified, even though the police have not released it yet. And it's Gary L. Wilson and his wife Teresa. Well, I know Gary. I knew him from the VFW Post 1934. Yeah. It wasn't like, I knew him real well, but I knew him. I'd seen him. I saw, he was in the honor guard at the Post. He seemed like a genuinely really a nice guy. And his wife and he were, from everything I've heard from anybody, was that such nice people. That reach out and do things for people. Mm-hmm. And then the daughter-in-law, Zoe, but it appears that their son had all types of problems, and so they're not saying what happened yet, but two people were found in the living room, two people back in another room So I'm just sorry to hear that, because, you know, here's a guy who went through combat and lived his life, and to have something like this happen within the family is just,
wow.
If that's what happened.
And
you know, again, if that's what's happening,
ripples,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, because it's somebody you know, and it's somebody that whose life was taken from him, you know, by, was it a drug thing? Was it a mental health thing? You know, one of the things that Dave Kehoe said yesterday, and Dave's in full campaign mode, by the way.
Oh, man.
And has offered to come in every week. I said, well, maybe a little bit too much.
At least till the
election. Well, you know, yeah, at least
the election. When does that 90-day thing kick in?
Well, you know what? You know, but when he comes on, I'm going to offer Missy and Joe Clemente.
Oh, you have to.
Well, in reality, I don't have to, but I'm going to. You know, under the laws, is I don't have to have anybody on my show that I don't want.
Right.
You know, everybody goes, well, equal time. No such thing. And unless you're an employee or an owner of the station, then it's different. Then it's, you know, then you can't even be on the air 90 days out.
Yes,
as soon as you sign the paperwork,
Ken Murray found out, much to his chagrin.
Oh yeah, but with us, we invite everybody to come on as many times as they possibly can come on, so we can have them on and listen to what they say. And one of the things that I thought, and it was kind of humorous, and I said, look, you know, you're doing, you know, all the stuff has been brought up before. Maybe almost all the stuff's been brought up before. Now, maybe not all of it, but 90% of it has, that he was going for, like the holding an occasional board of supervisors meeting in the evening, so people at work and have jobs can come to it. And this has been brought up to him before. Oh, it's just too hard. And he goes, well, it's an election year. And I went, well, that's refreshing. Oh, good. Finally, you know, he said, yeah, it's an election year. We need new ideas. Well, these ideas have been floating around for a while there. You just, it's because your first time in your career, somebody's running against you. I'm laughing about this because he was laughing about it, but really, in a way, it's kind of like, geez.
Well, Mr. Kehoe has been unopposed in the last several elections, and sheriff has been unopposed, and competition legitimizes the election, in my opinion.
And this is, we're going to discuss this with the sheriff today, because after Brent Weaver's comments, they would like to see somebody run against the sheriff. And, you know, and did he say replace him? Or did he just say, I want to see somebody run against the sheriff, you know, but, you know, and like this. Well, the sheriff was a little bit upset about that. But he's going to be on today. I'm sure we'll discuss that. I know we'll discuss that, in fact. But
I want
yesterday,
to see some, yeah.
Kehoe, Dave, I know, you know, this idea about having, but so here's the thing, and it's amazing, because after he throws these ideas out, he said, frankly, he was surprised at all the pushback he got from other members of the board. Leonard Modi's pushing back on this. And so I look at it like this. How hard really is it to figure out how to have an evening board of supervisors meeting once a quarter?
As far as staff is concerned, there's this thing called comp time. They do it always,
you
often.
Know, bring them in later in the day. Bring them in at 4, and they stay till 10 or whatever. You know, it makes but they get comped for it, or, you know, and, well, it's to pay. No, you just bring them in later. You know, if they're acting like this is impossible. They're acting like we're asking them to launch a rocket to the moon. And in reality, this is picking up a baseball and throwing it to first base.
It's different. We can't do different.
What's wrong with the... This is why... This is why... And this is a perfect example of why we still... Why we can't get more people into that jail or build a new jail. Oh, no, it's too hard. It's too hard. We got to... Oh, no, let's climb back in that box. Climb back into that box.
Let me get up to the roof, and I'll stick my finger in the air and see what direction the wind is blowing.
You know, it's not even that. The wind's blowing is that people are tired of these people getting turned loose.
Yeah.
Kicked loose. 57 times these two guys get arrested, and after the cop arrests the first one, he gets the second one, and he's back there within 30 minutes, and who's standing out on the front steps? Yeah, you're right. The first guy he arrested. You know what? At some point, the cop's going to run out. He goes, ah! Yeah. And smack him.
What's the story with the felon in the garage shoots himself?
I'm going to get to that one in a minute. We've got to take a break here.
We're going to take a break here.
We started out with Gary Wilson. I'm sorry. You know what, Gary? You know what? I feel for the whole family. I'm so sorry for the family.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's going to. You know, once they turn the bodies, you know, out of the autopsy, they'll make the formal announcements, and then they'll bury Gary with full military honors,
mm-hmm.
I believe. How did I go? And his wife can be buried with him.
Tragic.
So it is tragic. It's terribly tragic. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 52 degrees, going up to 60 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias and we love them. I personally am driving a brand new 2018 Kia Niro, the highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017, and I am impressed. My gas mileage is crazy good. It has an EPA rated 51 miles per gallon city. Redding Kia has 36 Niros in stock and on the way, and all come with a complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Buy or lease a new Kia from Redding Kia and you'll never pay for an oil change for as long as you own your car. That saves a lot of money. And have you seen the new 2018 Kia Stinger GT? It packs 365 horsepower with the available twin-turbo six-cylinder. The performance is mind-blowing. No wonder Stinger is a finalist for the North American Car of the Year. This is the car everyone's talking about, so see the Stinger today at Redding Kia and be ready to drive it home. Great cars, big savings, America's best new car warranty. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible price. Never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, downtown Reading. The phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live throughout the world from our next guest. Let her know that everybody's listening to her back. Italia, Greece, Russia. I'm not sure which accent I'm using right now. It could be a Russian one. It could be who knows what. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. We have people on. We've had people on that have done business with Cornerstone Community Bank. It's, you know, it's local, locally owned. It has started, I think, down in Red Bluff. Two branches here in Reading. The newest branch has opened up on 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's. They're helping their local residents move their dreams forward. And you know what? It doesn't get any better than that. Cornerstone Community Bank. I have the pleasure of talking to Carol Della Ragione. I should have known that. Della Ragione. I practiced it and practiced it, and I still blew it. Okay. And she is here because you think you had enough crab? The answer is no. We have a crab feed with the sons.
And daughters of Italy.
Of Italy now. Yeah, now it's the sons and daughters of Italy, as it should have always been.
It should have always been
sons and daughters of Italy, because you know what? It was you ladies that were pushing all this thing. I remember seeing all of you out back in the kitchens and all that. Anyway, sons and daughters of Italy, and you've got your big crab feed.
We have our crab and clam chowder feed this weekend, Friday and Saturday. We still have some tickets for Friday night. We have what we think is the best crab feed in town, and our clam chowder is just the best. This year, we're bringing something new to the game. We're bringing in cannolis.
Oh.
So if you're not coming for the crab and clam chowder, come for the cannolis.
The cannolis from the sons and daughters of Italy lodge here. You know what? Those are dangerous.
They are. They're addicting.
This is why you have those adjustable belts. That you can just kind of.
I never thought about that.
You have those click, you know, they click in, click out.
Right.
There you go. Just sit down, and as you're eating the crab, you can just hear it going, tick, tick, tick. Then, Dico, I have a cannoli now after I've killed off half the crabs and, you know, the coast. You know, you guys are always sold out well before this, but people kind of holding back because of the crab season and everything.
They're holding back because of the crab season. The crab season officially opened on the North Coast. The boats were allowed to go out this Monday, which made it tight. People are thinking we're not going to have crab. But a lot of our crab will be coming from the Bay Area. And has been great.
Yeah.
So we still have a few tickets left for Friday night. $50 per person, which includes antipasto, bread, salad, chowder, and all the crab you can eat. It's a great deal. We do have a wonderful raffle with lots of baskets and prizes, and the grand prize is a flat-screen TV. So
here's your chance. Okay.
Here's your chance.
There's less than 25 tickets left. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this means is that you can get there, you can get all the crab you can eat. Can you get all the clam chowder you want?
You get all the clam chowder you want.
See, here's what I do. I don't eat a lot of clam chowder. A lot of people do, even though it's great. And it's, I mean, it's to die for. It's the crab.
It's the crab.
And frankly, when I got back from Iraq, and the very first one of these I went to, that Linda took me to, at the end, I was embarrassed because I really like crab, and I hadn't had crab for probably decades. I'm not kidding you. And then you come back out of Iraq, and you know, I went to this because I got back in February, so I was available for that. You know, when I first got back, and it was like. I walked out of there because, you know, I had the melted butter. You know, we got all that stuff, the thing to melt your butter on. I walked out of that one, and I was, like, kind of embarrassed because I ate so much crab. I think people were looking at me.
Are you a picker or a piler?
I pile. And okay. Then
I heard that.
Yeah. Well, you pick it out. Some people pick it out, and they
pick
just
it, eat it immediately.
I break mine open, and I put it, you know, on a plate there, and then...
deny yourself the pleasure.
Well, you know, if it's a big piece comes out, okay. Yeah. Now, you've also got the little butter warmers there.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to keep those going, and you've got your crack, you know, your if you need that. Most of it's cracked already, though, isn't it?
You crack it, but
you have a backup there, right? You know, it doesn't get any better than this.
A little pick fork and
a little pick fork. Do you have salad or anything, or is that
We do have salad. Yes. We do have bread.
Some people have. Some people will take salad, and what they do is they take the crab and they put it on the salad, so it's like a crab salad.
Crab salad.
I think it's kind of a waste of lettuce at that point, though.
A waste of crab.
Or a waste of crab.
Yeah.
So, how many pounds of crab do you all usually get?
We order 1,600 pounds of crab. So
do you have any left over, ever?
Once in a great while, we'll have a few bags at the end that people can buy home.
You can buy
and
them.
We
right.
usually have some chowder for sale at the end, too, because some people want to take a quart of chowder home. I can't tell you what the price is on that. It just depends on if we have any left or not. But
yeah, well, a lot of times you can pick it up for like $10 for a bag of crab or something like that.
I'm looking forward to that because I make crab corn chowder the next day, which you need the recipe for.
Carol.
It's wonderful.
Crab corn chowder. Wow. You know, Sons of Italy and the Sons and Daughters of Italy do so much for our community. When we're seeing things are being done, there they are. They're providing their time. They're providing effort, providing food for events, and they're there. And plus, the money that y'all get, you use it for a variety of different things. Is that correct?
We use it for a variety of things. We do a lot of donations around town and, nationally, too, through the National Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
We give a few scholarships each year. Mm-hmm. And, if you're looking for a donation, you just need to write us a letter, and we will consider it.
And it could be, when you say scholarships, for kids, local kids are going to college.
Usually it's in-house kids that are, in our lodge.
Yeah.
But we do consider anybody for it, especially if they're Italian.
So it helps if you're Italian. See, like myself, Bob, did you know that? Carlo Battini.
Uh-huh.
The Great Battini. I was known for that for years.
Well, I figured I was no Italian at all until I had my Ancestry.com done and found out that, yes, there is Italian in my history, going back to the last king of Italy.
Oh, my gosh. And then you
but
married,
not a lot.
Then you married some guy named
Della Ragione.
Ragione.
Luigi Della Ragione.
Luigi Della Ragione. Hey. I just have to know, does he have like a Thompson submachine gun in the closet, from like back in those days?
No.
Okay, he's a cool guy. All right.
He was a cool guy.
He was a cool guy. All right. Okay, well, Carol, thank you so much for coming by. This is the Sons and Daughters.
And can I give you a phone number to call if you want tickets?
How about an address and when it is? How about that?
The address is 4850 Cedars Road at the corner of Kenyon.
Uh-huh.
It is Friday night, January 19th, this Friday night. It starts, the doors open at 5:30. We serve dinner at approximately 7:00. And if you're interested in tickets, you can call John or Cheryl at 605-1351. Please leave a message. They do both work, and they will return your call as soon as they can. Or you can call me, and my home phone number is 241-4342.
Now, Saturday is essentially sold out.
Saturday's essentially sold out.
So if you want tickets, if you want crab, it's this Friday. Now, see, people, maybe if you know what, frankly, if I was a true crab aficionado, you'd want to hit every one of them. But I have heard that you're all's, Anderson's good. And
they're all good.
They're all good. But I've heard that yours is pretty special.
We have a lot of fun.
Okay.
We have a lot of fun. Great raffle.
Super.
Great people.
All right. Then you heard about it. Sons and Daughters of Italy, their annual crab feed. It's going to be this Friday. Doors open at 5 or 5:30.
5:30.
And the dinner starts at 7:00, and tickets are $50 a piece. But it's all-you-can-eat crab, all-you-can-eat
chowder.
Salad. Have all that. And, I don't know how much crab you can eat for I can eat a lot of crab. So
at the price of crab this year, you can eat a lot of crab for
$50.
You can eat
a lot of crab, and that's right. And Bob can eat more. So, thank you so much, Carol.
All right. Thank you very much, Carl.
Okay, everybody, just, and get a hold of the Sons of Italy, call those people, look them up, and we're going to talk about it again, next couple of days. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction has got the most complete CCW training and advanced training that you're going to find. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here in Redding by retired Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The new year is upon us, and it provides us all opportunities for a new beginning. Whether you are a Christian who, for whatever reason, is not currently attending a church and yet know that there is something missing in your life, or someone who is not a follower of Jesus Christ yet want to know more about God and why Christians are willing to live and die for their faith, there is a valid and eternal reason, and it's worth the effort to discover. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 1460. Carl and Dubai. Len is on an expedition today. So I'm here with Bad Bob, and Sue McClain's out there doing her thing. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business over a quarter of a century. Been voted best in the North State. There's a reason for that, because they are. They're the only ones that work on our HVAC systems and Bob's and many, many, many others. And the reason for that is they do just outstanding work, quality work, fair prices. You can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. You got to give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, a better-known business. Okay, somebody wrote in here, and I was talking about doing away with the state of California. And this uncle says, wow, give up all the ocean and all that? It's not really. It's part of it. If I looked at that map right, that you have, you go up just past San Francisco, you can get over to the coast. And you've got, the Humboldt and Mendocino and all that stuff.
Crescent City's nice.
Crescent City. And then, but just because it's another state doesn't mean you can't still drive through it. I mean, it's still just, it's not like another country. So, anyway.
We'll keep Smith River.
Of course, the guy that's wanting to do this, the announcement, they want to break the state and a small coastal area with most of the people, and then the rest of it's kind of rural. The big thing on that is that it's usually your the point where you cut, where you're going to be cutting is usually the I-5. Anything east of the I-5, though, of course the I-5 does cut off a big swath, but along the coast there, the San Francisco, Los Angeles, parts of San Diego, because there's a lot of guys in San Diego who are very conservative. And so they might have to wonder about that. But the people that are doing this, Robert Paul Preston. Do you remember him? Remember Paul Preston used to be on the show here, or on the station?
Yes.
Several years ago.
Yeah, there are many wacky schemes for... It all points to the fact that something is seriously broken, and the fact that the Democrats are oblivious to all this, that people are finally getting enough, and even the...
Yeah, but you get people like, you know, you have people
yeah,
like...
they don't
like
want to be part of the
Jefferson,
union.
The state of Jefferson. That's different. I mean, they've got a well-thought-out plan. They've got all this stuff. And the other ones, you got Paul Preston, who still doesn't believe Sandy Hook happened.
Yeah. Well, you've got the...
If there's not a conspiracy out there he doesn't like.
You got the Silicon Valley crowd who want to make their own country, not even their own state. They want to make their own country.
I think it's a
They're
great idea.
You know why ignoring
that's, you know why that's a
law.
Good idea? You know, but you know why they should have their own country? Then we can invade it. Take all their assets.
Conquer it. Yes.
Conquer it. Then, you know what? We could go in there with a group of people that could fight. And then, you know, they'd ask for help. But you know what? The United States says, I'm sorry, we have no treaties. And it could become the country of feeling good. You just take it over. Or a drug cartel moves in and takes over the state of whatever it is. The country of silicone.
I've been reading about some of the – and how ironic is it that the ultra-liberal Silicon Valley is home to some of the most egregious – harassment suits and behaviors and denigration of women
glass
that you
ceiling?
Can look for.
The glass ceiling there is like 12 feet thick. It's not like they can't hardly even see through it in a lot of those companies.
Yeah.
And then when somebody brings it up and says, hey, look, what you're doing here with this, but the way you're talking about when you're, you know, diversity, he says, But you're ignoring anybody that, you know, or you're treating badly the people that have a different viewpoint of yours politically. And then they fired him. So yeah. There's big lawsuits going up against him saying, hey, because I was conservative and I said I was, I got fired.
Yeah.
And it said, because this diversity when I wrote this is that, you know, you're hiring people that are not qualified. And because they're not qualified, it's bringing down and slowing down what we're doing. And, you know, I'm all for diversity, but let's either train them or, you know, find other ways of doing this. And they fired him.
Yeah.
So
big article about people who work in the service sector in the Valley can't afford housing because the tech elites have pushed the prices up so high. The people who clean their toilets basically have to live 100 miles away. That's madness.
Okay. Here's the thing. Is that that's why you're going to start the tech guys over there. They're not too really too they are upset at the fact that something's going to they're going to need help and it's not going to be there. What they're going to have to do is import them or give them a subsidy to live in the housing there, because you know you're looking at for a 600 or 700 foot square foot apartment there, 600 square feet. Or a condo. I mean, it's like $680,000.
Yeah.
I mean, at what point has this become ridiculous? No, not to the law, not to the landlords and people that are selling stuff out there. But I mean, they went through this before, if you remember. And then, gosh, back in the late '90s, it crashed out there. Their whole housing market crashed, and you could actually get places. And people probably bought back then, if they managed to keep it till now, could probably make 8,000% profit on it.
Well, this is what happens with our university system that is cranking out graduates with the immediate expectation that they will walk into a $100,000 a year job. And that's the expectation.
No. It's not going to happen.
No.
Not when you're...
But
no,
they, that's
not
what
when
they think
on,
is going to happen.
Not when your degree, your advanced degree is on dog species in Mongolia. I mean, wait a minute. I have my PhD in this. Well, try and get a job with that one, buddy. Maybe you should have spent a year of that after you graduated from college with dog species in Mongolia and went to went to Shasta College or the Builders Exchange and learned how to be a welder or a mechanic so that you can make $60,000, $70,000 a year starting out, and then within 2 or 3 years have your own business and be, you know, and have hiring other people. And then you can, you know, then you can go to Mongolia to study it yourself because you're making money hand over fist because you're a mechanic that has, because everybody's looking for good mechanics. I mean, you know, Veterans Auto, Veterans Diesel and Auto, the one you've got, yeah. You know, the one you work with is
Advanced.
Advanced. Yeah. I met his wife the other day, I believe.
Oh yeah,
She works for the county.
Yeah,
yeah.
Fireball.
Yeah, I met her the other day, and I'm trying to remember what it was. I mean, it could have been.
Tim's
could have been a shooting class. Yeah, could have been a shooting class, but I'm not sure. Anyway, but you know, just things like that. How many people are looking for it? You know, you can go down to your regular, you know, like large auto repair, you know, the companies, but they have to charge certain amounts of money, and you know, just to, you know, for their overhead. Just like us, it's just like us. You can either pay for the overhead, or you can pay for the performance.
Yeah. When your pipes leak, when your outlets arc, when your telephone doesn't work when you pick it up, somebody has to know how to fix it, how to upgrade it, how to install it in the first place.
Guy came in yesterday, made $60 an hour, at least 60, because he came in, fixed the dishwasher, which the pump in it was kaplooey because some glass had gotten into it somehow.
Yeah.
And then so he pulled it out, fixed it. JL, this, by the way, JL Plumbing, this guy showed up on time early, did it. He came in, he was pleasant. He was, I hate to say, but he was pleasant. He was dressed appropriately, mm-hmm. and he did his job, and he was friendly, courteous. Boom, did his job and was out of there. I love it like that. JL Plumbing, there's a shout out for you there, buddy. And he was, like I said, very responsive.
Mm-hmm.
The guy used to be an IT guy,
yeah,
working for a big company, and he came up here and he said, you know, I'm just, you know, this is not making me happy. So he went to school, and now he's got his own business.
A couple of bright spots that I find, of course, the maker movement, which is about building stuff on your own, figuring out how stuff works and improving it, mm-hmm. by yourself without a R&D budget and a focus group. Figuring out, well, this is what the market will bear and buy, you know, which is frequently wrong. We have been moving into this. You remember H.G. Wells' The Time Machine?
Yeah.
You had a society that was completely stratified into the very weak elite, you know, the Eloys, and then you had the Morlocks who did all the work and ultimately turned into the predators.
Well, no, they would eat the Eloys.
Yeah, yeah.
They had them trained so when they heard the sirens, like people would hear, like during the wars, that they would go
into
these,
line up.
They'd line up and they'd come in and they'd be killed. If you've not read that book, it's a cool book, or seen the movie with
the George Pal 1950 version. Yeah,
yeah, the one with Rod.
Yeah, and
Taylor.
Yeah, Rod Taylor,
the
yeah.
Australian actor.
I think it was 1960.
Yeah. It's 1960 in Yvette Mimieux.
Yeah.
And they just played these young people that said, oh, everything was great. Food was there. Everything was provided for them. And when the sirens went, they marched to the open doors. Doors shut. They came back and they played.
A lot of those old films, the visionaries of those old films. Yeah. Instead, we just keep remaking the same film over and over again. Have you noticed that in the theaters? What's wrong with this? Come on, come up with something original, please.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, and I'm going to come back and we're gonna address two things. One, the city council and the prosecutor, did they okay that? And the other one is, of course, am I for marijuana? You know, they said you sound like you're against marijuana. You know, you're against the millions of dollars that could come in here. I want to talk about that. Am I against marijuana? Am I for marijuana? I want to talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. And I can't think of a better place to tell you to go to buy your firearms. Not only have all the firearms and all the accessories and the optics, everything goes with it. Yeah, ammo, all that. They have the attitude that they're there to help you, not to talk down to you, not to act like they know everything. They welcome new shooters. They welcome expert shooters because you're going to have a great customer experience there. Not only that, veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. One-stop shopping, concealed carry classes, hunter safety classes, it's all right there at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for this, rock fans? The best singing band in the world, the Little River Band, live in concert Thursday, January 18th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Come see the Little River Band perform their timeless hits. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $30. This will be a sellout event, so get your tickets now. Through the 70s and 80s, the Little River Band enjoyed huge chart success with multi-platinum albums and chart-topping hits like Reminiscing, Lonesome Loser, The Night Owl, Take It Easy on Me, Cool Change, Help Is On Its Way, Happy Anniversary, We Too, Man on Your Mind, and The Other Guy. A must-see show. The Little River Band live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Thursday, January 18th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our luxurious hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the river.
Many uninsured Californians don't know they can get financial help for health insurance. To find out if you qualify, visit coverca.com or call 800-300-1506 and keep listening to KCNR 1460. We will be talking to Adam Unger of Cover California on Thursday at 6 p.m. He'll be answering all your health insurance questions and discussing when and how you can register. For more information, visit coverca.com. Cover California. It's more than healthcare. It's life care.
Happy New Year from the McConnell Foundation. Our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. There's an African proverb that goes, "To go fast, go alone. To go far, go together." We look forward to going far in 2018 with our community partners in projects and programs in the areas of community vitality, education, trails, and open space. Our future is bright together. Let's get started.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic volcano breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's like 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 52 degrees, going up to 60 today. Tonight, the rain's going to start, and we're going to have rain. Lots of rain and snow down to 2,500 feet. This week, you know, today is Wednesday, so it'll be like Thursday and Friday. So if you're going to make any trips up in the mountains, you might want to take that into account. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business. All right, somebody said, I was talking about marijuana, and I try to be as upfront about how I feel about things on this show, so everybody knows. Now, am I for putting something else into your body, or legalizing something else to put in your body that's going to affect you? It's going to cause wrecks. It's going to cause, you know what? In a lot of cases, it's going to cause problems. So, am I for that? No. However, I am also for letting people do what they do. The only thing I'm talking about for our legislators, in this case, the Redding City Council that we've voted in there, is if you're going to okay it, if you're going to legalize, I want you to come out and say, I realize this is going to have a detrimental effect on a lot of people. I can't tell you how many people, but it is going to have a detrimental effect on people, as does alcohol, right? So I just want them to say that. I don't want them to say, well, you know, I'm against this, but, you know, it's the law. But the law, you know what, they can make any law they want in Sacramento. And frankly, if it goes against the federal law, Sessions can send in McCormick. What's this guy's name? McCormick something.
McGregor Scott.
McGregor Scott, who is the attorney, the U.S. district attorney, can come up here and shut down everything if he wants to, because Sessions gave him that power. The Obama, you know, I'm not going to look, do what you want, is gone. So I just want, if you are an elected official, I just want you to say, hey, look, we're doing this because, one, it's the state, you know, the state law says it can go. We need to do it because we want to control it and make money off it. There you go. That's all I'm looking for. I want them to admit up front, hey, we're doing this for money. Because that's what it is. When it gets down to it. Then the next question is, okay, it's marijuana. Which other of the class one drugs you want to legalize here? You know, we have a shooting room here for heroin. How about a cooking room for meth? Something like that. What do you think, Bob? Do you think that they'll say, oh, no, that's heroin. That's meth.
Yeah.
Well ask cops and people who work with this what they think about what marijuana does.
Yeah.
Now, again, am I against it? No. I'm trying to start McDoobie's. You know, I want to start a franchise through all along the coast in Oregon, Washington, and California, of places you can go in and just buy your marijuana on a drive-through and get your munchies at the same time. But
you don't want to dig the gold; you want to sell the shovels.
I'm selling the shovels right there, buddy. But here's the thing: is I'm tired of hypocrisy. I'm tired of people saying, oh no, you know what? Oh, you know, I don't agree with this, but here I'm gonna okay it. Just say I'm okaying it. I'm okaying it because I want to get the money out of it. Be up front.
Yeah. And this whole thing about millions of dollars will fall into city coffers like manna from heaven. Who are you kidding?
By the way, Richard Kern, who is the mayor of Shasta, the city of Shasta Lake, who's right in the middle of all this right now, is gonna be our guest Monday. At 8 o'clock. So we're going to talk about, with Richard. Richard, what kind of good deals you got out there, buddy? Got any room left out there for a drive-thru? And he said, you know what he said? He says, no. He says, somebody already took the drive-thru idea.
Yeah.
And I went, they did? I said, but they don't have it fixed up like what looks like a drive-thru restaurant or anything. He goes, no, it's just a...
I'm reading this smokescreen the exact same way that you and I read prison realignment. Remember the argument. All we have to do is turn loose all the drug convictions, and there'll be all kinds of room in prison for the bad guys. Do you remember that idiotic thing which led us into AB 109 and all nonsense?
Oh, yeah. It was all BS.
It was, yeah.
But here's the thing is, if you know what? Marijuana's here. I got, you know what, and if you want to smoke marijuana and you're an adult, I've got no problem with that. Frankly,
it is the law
if you're
of the
an
land,
adult,
depending on which
if you're,
land
if you're an
are,
adult
yeah.
and you want to do other things, that's up to you. I don't care if you want to have a love affair with a goat. If you're an adult, you know, that's up to you. It's tough on the goat, probably. But the whole thing about it is that don't say to me, Don't tell me it's raining while you're there urinating on my leg.
Yeah.
Okay? That's all I'm asking for. Be up front. Be honest about it. Say, you know, we wouldn't do this except it's, you know, we're looked at it and it's a way for us to gather, you know, it's a way for us to tax things and make more money so we can hire more cops. We can hire people to help these other people with these drug problems that's going to happen.
If you want to smoke until you're oblivious, be my guest. Stay away from the pointy things and moving on and machinery.
That's right. Just don't get behind your car. Just don't drive home after you've done it. And, you know, remember we were talking about this a couple of years ago. People were going, oh, They're not going to drive. If they do it so slow, you can avoid them.
I can drive while stoned.
But since then, we've had people be killed in wrecks, crashing into other people, and guess what?
Which is absolutely
oh,
not.
Marijuana. Yeah. This guy is really high today on weed. Okay.
The guy who's going to perform surgery on you to have done a bong load to kind of calm down before he grabs the scalpel?
True story. They were coming down for an interview to the police department, and they said, "Have you used drugs in the last 3 years?" No. We're going to give a test here. If you're telling us the truth, and that's what the guy said. Finally, he said, "Well, you know," they said, "When's the last time you used it?" He said, "Well, I was a little nervous, so I took a hit this morning coming down." It was like, okay, you don't have to worry about working here at the police department. At least not yet.
This is the guy you're going to put behind the wheel of a cruiser and hand a gun to.
Oh, well. Okay. If the city council wants to move forward with this, that's fine. I have no problem with it. But let's just be honest with everybody about why we're doing this. And this Board of Supervisors, the Board of Supervisors says, no, you can't grow marijuana anywhere in unincorporated areas. Really? It's growing now like crazy. And I know the sheriff, we're going to talk to the sheriff, and he's out there trying to, he's finding these 1,000 plant things and trying to shut them down. Well, if that's the case, county, why don't you sell some land, sell like 500, 600,000 acres, say this is where it's going to be grown at, right here. Right here. Buy your plot. Rent your plot. But it's only going to be grown in this one plot place. You can mark out your little spot there, your acre, and then you sell it to like 20 people. 30 acres. Each of them has their own acre or 2 acres, whatever they want, and they grow their marijuana there.
This green gold rush is a very temporary
situation. The other thing, too, is I'm not sure that that's true. I'm not sure that's true. I think that we're looking at people smoking the stuff, but it's the downline that you need to take a look at. The drugs or the oils they get from marijuana that they process. I think you're going to see the stuff, the food they make. I think you're going to see clothing. I mean, like they do with hemp. You're going to see all these things. I think the downline from it is going to get big. So. It's either I'm just thinking that probably in the next 4 or 5 years, maybe 4 or 5 years, if it takes that long, they'll legalize marijuana. They'll take it off the class one. They'll take it off the class one list. They will succumb to the pressures of lobbyists with millions of dollars. I know it's hard to believe.
Maybe the female Democratic candidate, whether it happened to be Kamala Harris or whoever, will promise that in instant votes.
Instant votes. Speaking of our city council, they okayed the hiring of a prosecutor. They accepted the money from Redding Rancheria, $225,000, for a prosecutor for the district attorney to prosecute the quality of life crimes. All these people that are, illegal camps, tons of trash, sewage going into our waterways. Now they're going to start prosecuting them. And I'm not sure how this is going to work, because how do you prosecute somebody for illegal camping and we can't put people in jail for breaking into your car? I'm not sure how that's going to work. But that's something that this Thursday, the Shasta County District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget, is going to be on at 7 a.m. this Thursday. And we'll ask her that. And and with the sheriff coming in at 8, we got a lot of questions to ask him about the marijuana things and the ideas that Dave Kehoe is coming up with, because it's an election year. I mean, this is going to be such a great election. I can't wait just for the primaries. When you have Missy MacArthur, Joe Comente, and Dave Kehoe squaring off. So it'll be interesting. People say, well, Dave's been there long enough, he ought to just drop out. He's not going to do that. I think he's going to get into that. I think he's going to get into the fight. I think he's going to stay in it. It's going to be interesting.
Oh, he's a savvy politician. There's no two ways about that.
And that's an insult right there.
It should be interesting.
That's an insult right there. The only one that's not a politician running is Joe. Mm. Missy is. And Dave is. both of them have know their ways around. And so I mean, Joe's going to walk out there and with an undented shield and a sword and armor that is sharp and bright, and he's going to walk out and he's going to run into a buzzsaw. But he's got a good chance.
Joe's a scrapper.
He's not. He didn't get where he got by not being a fighter. Okay. When we come back, we have the sheriff of Shasta County. I hope it's the sheriff of Shasta County. He's going to be here.
Could be one of his underlings.
I think he's going to be here. Anyway, I think he just walked in. Anyway, all right, we're going to take a quick break from the news. Come right back with the sheriff of Shasta County.
Hey, Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. Our news brought to you by Tobacco and Brews. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. House Republicans are crowing about the impact of the GOP tax cuts, and specifically the bonuses that are going to so many American workers.
We have seen $1 billion, in bonuses to a million people, all of which we were told before we passed the Tax Cut and Jobs Act that couldn't happen.
Minnesota GOP Congressman Jason Lewis, House Speaker Paul Ryan.
A UAW worker from the Chrysler plant in Belvedere came up to me and said, "This is going to get me $4,000 in my paycheck." I thought this was only for the rich. I guess that's me now.
Both Lewis and Ryan challenging House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's assertion that the bonuses amount to mere crumbs. A frequent critic of President Trump, outgoing GOP Senator Jeff Flake, took to the Senate floor a short time ago.
It is the press's obligation to uncover the truth about power. It is the people's right to criticize their government. And it is our job to take it.
Now he's accusing the president of borrowing some of the terms that Soviet tyrant Joseph Stalin used in describing the media. Sage advice, if you're in one of the many places where snow and ice are making travel extremely difficult and dangerous.
This is causing huge driving problems all across the area, and I recommend people don't even try to go out. Certainly not this morning, but maybe wait until tomorrow when temperatures go above freezing.
George Wetzel at the National Weather Service talking about the wintry weather spreading snow and ice from Texas across the deep south and on up the east coast all the way north to Maine. Results of President Trump's annual physical are in.
In summary, the president's overall health is excellent.
Rear Admiral Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the White House physician.
All clinical data indicates that the president is currently very healthy and that he will remain so for the duration of his presidency.
And Dr. Jackson says he's especially pleased with Mr. Trump's cardiac health. Wall Street, the Dow's up 119, the NASDAQ ahead 25. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. As a special offer, Apiary Fund is allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just call 800-959-4526 and leave us your email address, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-959-4526 and leave your email address on the voicemail. Your free report will be sent right away. 800-959-4526. That's 800-959-4526.
Police in Myanmar have opened fire on Buddhist protesters in the troubled state of Rakhine, killing seven people and wounding a dozen others.
This can only complicate the government's efforts to address the wider conflict in Rakhine, in which a brutal military operation has driven more than 600,000 Rohingyas over into Bangladesh. Communal tension between the Buddhist Rakhine population and Muslim Rohingyas has risen sharply in recent years. Many Rakhine joined the attacks on Rohingya villages, and their leaders are adamant that they will not accept the refugees back from Bangladesh, despite an agreement between the two countries for this to happen.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. An Apple supplier in eastern China denying allegation by a New York human rights group And its workers toil for 10-hour shifts in loud, polluted conditions without proper overtime pay or adequate safety protections to make MacBook and iPhone parts. News and analysis, townhall.com. A deftly placed hot beverage spoils a carjacking.
Police in one of Washington's Virginia suburbs say two would-be carjackers fled from their intended victims when a splash of hot cocoa entered the mix. Prince William County Police say a 50-year-old woman exited a 7-Eleven convenience store Saturday night when two men, one armed with a handgun, approached her and demanded her vehicle. Police say the woman struck one man with her bag before a 22-year-old daughter threw her hot chocolate toward both men, who then fled. Keith Peters, Washington.
German automaker Volkswagen recorded record sales, 10.74 million vehicles last year, boosting its bid to hold on to the title of the world's largest automaker. Sales rose 4.3% from 2016 when the Wolfsburg-based automaker passed its Japanese rival Toyota. And on Wall Street, the Dow's up 106 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on expedition today. Good morning, everybody. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop. No,
I thought we had dead air there for a minute. I wanted everybody to kind of lean in there.
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Newly remodeled, still great service, still great walk-in humidor. Super place. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
So Carl, there's a difference between Linda being on sabbatical or taking care of some errands, and then but she's on an expedition.
She's
today.
On an expedition.
Okay.
Today. Yeah, no, it's all different. It's how you look at it. And I think expedition, she's out there
expediting
and doing things.
On assignment.
Well, it's not even on assignment because she's doing other things that keeps the house, that keeps the roof over our heads.
It keeps the house humming, keeps it moving,
you know, and I mean, I could do that, but she does it so much better.
Got your weather right here.
Okay, it is 52 degrees under overcast skies. 52 degrees under overcast skies, looking for a high today near 61. Winds are calm. Tonight we'll see rain mainly after about 4 a.m., low about 48 degrees. Temperatures are going to be dropping over the next few days. Overnight we will see lows dipping down into the 30s, especially up in the foothills. We could see some snow dropping down in the mountains. All good. A couple inches of rain likely between now and the weekend, and we will start the new week with more chance of rain and showers. And we will double check Shasta Lake, but last time we looked, it was still just under 50 feet from the top of the dam.
Ooh-wee.
It brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better known business out of Anderson, California, just down the road here. Chuck and Judy Kinney will deliver not Judy. Chuck will, and all of his guys he's got working out there, won an award for hiring veterans from the state. So that tells you where his heart is. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And give him a call, 365-3793. We're here with the sheriff of Shasta County, at least so far.
Gee, thanks.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know, the sheriff's a friend, He came in the other day after the comments. I've just got to start it out here.
Sure, I've kind of figured that.
In the comments by Reading City Councilman Brent Weaver, who somehow, you know, Brent has this way of saying things. They just stick. What was, you know, the one about giving Reading a timeout? That was a good one. And then the crazy or those stupid campaign promises. I think that was another one that was said. But this one he said... I really think somebody ought to run against Sheriff Basinko because somebody with new ideas.
Well, you know, he's entitled to his opinion. They're like many other things. It's always someone's prerogative if they have the qualifications, and there are qualifications for the office of sheriff, that you have to be either a peace officer, a retired peace officer with your post and X amount of experience. Mm-hmm. No different than, like, if you ran for, say, district attorney, you have to be a member of the bar. And so there are some qualifications for some of these offices. And in the past, I've been very fortunate to not have an opponent. But I've been elected three times. I'm in my into my third term right now and getting ready for election in June of 18. We all run on the governor's ticket when the race comes up.
Well, let me ask you.
Been voted. Excuse me. I'm one of the millions of people that have this little bit of cold going on.
Wow. Yeah, we caught ours early and got rid of it.
Yeah.
I tried to share it with everybody that came through here, though.
But been very fortunate to have the support of the community and elected best of the North State for 4 years in a row, continuing on. So enjoying the job. It's very much an honor to serve the people.
Maybe Brent thought that was the way he could become the best in the North State, is if you weren't here.
There's
idea. Always that thought. Okay, now here's my thoughts on this. And I see, when you read what Brent was saying, you see that he said, well, you know, we have a new city manager, and we got a new police chief, and we, you know, new things are happening, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't necessarily mean because you got a new police chief that things change, because they did. Roger Moore, I'd like to say that I think is doing a wonderful job.
He's a good guy.
Job. And you know what? Here's a guy that's been in danger, who's shot it out with bad guys on several occasions. He got a new city manager, Barry Tiffin, who is totally different than Kurt Sarman was. He's a very very proactive in these things. So if Brent's going to call for somebody running against you, then he also should call for the replacement of Larry Lees. I mean, if he's comparing it like that, which is kind of what he was, then he should also call for the replacement of Larry Lees. I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
That's up to the board,
well,
obviously.
Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Or maybe
you run for office.
Maybe focus on city politics.
Well, we could do that. You know, the thing about it is, when I get down to it, and here's what I said about Civics 101, is, well, yeah, okay, we get a sheriff with new ideas. And I'm not, since you come on once a month,
yeah,
just like the police chief, just like everybody else is invited, you've come up with ideas. You had this idea for the adult rehabilitation center that was there, but Board of Supervisors said there was no money for it.
Yeah, I think the main jail before that, not enough money for it. So, we talked about rebuilding the detention annex. Not enough money, and that would have to be brought up to today's standard since it's not in use, and that was even more money. We've talked about a work camp as well.
Seems to me over the last few years that you've come up with several ideas, and it goes to the Board of Supervisors, and it ends right there.
Yeah.
And it takes three votes to okay it, and it takes three votes to kill it. Well, there's been these three votes to kill it. The fact that you have Dave Kehoe and Leonard Modi have been really strong against voting for these things. I mean, they've obviously got another vote in there someplace, maybe two. But
yeah, but they look at it too.
I understand what they're
from
doing.
The economic standpoint, the financial well-being for the county. But there's those quality of life issues as well. Yeah, you certainly understand those,
And that's got to be. And so now the question is, if we're going to question replacing people, we need to talk about replacing people that need to come up. I have not seen an idea come out of the Board of Supervisors about how to house people, except borrow money out of this and borrow money out of this to send people to other jails.
Right.
The 500,000.
And that doesn't solve the problems, because you can only ship out people to out-of-county jails that are sentenced.
Yeah.
The problem at the jail is all these people that are unsentenced sitting there on felonies, a number of them in for homicides, murders.
You got three more for murder in there.
Right. Or shootings. Uh-huh. And you obviously can't release those. And then thanks Prop 47, Prop 53, and all that, because of the reduction of crime, so some of them don't get booked.
But you know what? Sheriff, here's the thing that people are we all know this.
Yeah.
This has been going on for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
6 or 7 years.
Yeah, since 2011.
There's been no change. You know, you've come up with 3 or 4 ideas. The Board of Supervisors has not come up with one thing except we're going to take 300,000 from here and 200,000 from there to put people out. How many people have been moved out of the jail since they made that announcement, Sheriff? I mean, a lot. How much money of that 500,000 have they spent?
That
may not be right at the tip of your tongue, but there's somebody I know that's listening right now that's looking it up and is going to probably text you in a minute.
Well, we have another meeting later today on the CCP, and so some of that money is called fund balance carryover. So it's like a small savings account, and it's good for one-time funds. But when that's gone, there's nothing there. And if you have to have any reductions in funding, that's going to be back to services.
I understand that, but that was like $4 million. But they said they were going to use $500,000 to put people out into other jails. The question is, how many of those people have been moved? Have there been one? Has it been 10?
Oh, no. We're averaging probably somewhere between 15 and 20 per month. And then that's at roughly about $100 a day. We got another... renewed a new contract with Lassen County Jail, and then we're also getting ready for another contract with Del Norte County, and to add to that.
So how many people can we move out?
It's still only going to run around somewhere between 20 and 30, because they have to qualify also, unbelievably. At the other jails, they don't want an inmate that has a lot of medical problems, mental health issues, that's assaultive, a disciplinary problem. They don't want problems in their jail, and so
they don't. They don't want the the people throwing feces at them,
right?
Like
so,
at a zoo.
Some of those we have to sort through, and they're not eligible for. Or if they're sentenced and have pending charges here, other charges still pending, they're not able to go either. So that does limit us.
We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko, and I wanted to address the fact that the city is getting into the county politics.
Here's my last
statement on this. We'll take a break. Is I don't see any ideas coming out of the city council to solve this problem.
Yeah, so that's a good point.
This is, unless you know, Councilman Weaver or any of the others can tell me that, well, this is what we're going to do. The only thing I'm hearing is that they're going to want to raise taxes so they can make the money to pay for the for the people for the ARC. It's going to happen. They're going to bring it up, and when they do, if it's approached right, I think that is something people really need to take a look at. Because the only way this is going to change is if we come up with more money to pay more money.
That's revenue.
Revenue, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. Four Winds Jewelry. If you're looking for the greatest deal in jewelry you're going to find at the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, then you need to trot on down to Four Winds Jewelry. Watch repairmen there. They've got it all. They can design it. They build it. They get gems from all over the world. They have estate jewelry. They have consignment. They have it all. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basinko.
We're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia. We both own Kias, and we love them. I personally am driving a brand-new 2018 Kia Niro, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017, and I am impressed. My gas mileage is crazy good. It has an EPA-rated 51 miles per gallon city. Redding Kia has 36 Niros in stock and on the way, and all come with the complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Buy or lease a new Kia from Redding Kia, and you'll never pay for an oil change for as long as you own your car. That saves a lot of money. And have you seen the new 2018 Kia Stinger GT? It packs 365 horsepower with the available twin-turbo six-cylinder. The performance is mind-blowing. No wonder Stinger is a finalist for the North American Car of the Year. This is the car everyone's talking about, so see the Stinger today at Redding Kia and be ready to drive it home. Great cars, big savings, America's best new car warranty. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Dubai. Good morning, everybody. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I hope everybody's doing well. 52 degrees, going up to 60 today. We have so many things going on here. Of course, I'm with the Shasta County Sheriff, Tom Basenko, and I'm going to talk about a business that Tom was employed with once, North yep. State Security. You know, Lance Beck and his family... Well, Lance's father started this.
Archie.
And and he has grown this company, so it's the largest one north of Sacramento. He's got over 100 officers out there. They over 200 clients that they work with, including the city. They're part of their team is out guarding the is on those bike patrols out guarding our river trail. They're there doing the power plants. They're there for the baseball games for the Colt 45s. They're there everywhere. The water intake areas, they're North State Security, and they're growing, and they're looking for good men and women. Now, so, and you're not a guard. You're an officer there. You're trained. You're trained how to deconflict things. You're trained on how to do your job. They are a force multiplier for our police here in town. Their eyes and ears are everywhere. And Sheriff Tom Basenko started there many years ago as a young man.
Yep, out of high school and then when I was going to college in a way to help a little bit with the gas money and everything. And
but you knew what you wanted to do.
Yep, I worked for Lance's dad, the original owner and founder of North State. And then Lance was a patrolman at the time and a supervisor. Young Lance, and here he is today running.
Still going strong.
The largest security company north of Sacramento.
243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. It's their 50th. It's their 50th anniversary. Wow. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff.
Many officers, police officers, and law enforcement officers got their start here locally at North State Security. I know a number of them. Yep.
Extra time today for Lance and his guys. Good guys. Okay, Sheriff Tom Basenko. Somebody, the question was, how many people in a cell, and you answered that, one or two,
depends on who it is. Depends on the classification of the inmate, and that's a kind of a complex way we classify the inmates. And then we also have to maintain a certain percentage of single cells availability because some people might have some mental health issues, they might be a threat to others, and they need to be in a single cell. So we have to maintain those single cells. They might have two bunks in them, but we only put one person in them. And keep a certain percentage. And then the housing unit can only have so many people in them because you have to have so many square foot per inmate. There's a lot of rules and regulations in operating a jail.
But you're working around that because
we're trying to.
About the way you feed them and things like that, you can bring in more
people. We changed the way we feed the inmates, and right now they're on a tier system. So there's two tiers in the housing units, and we'll feed half the housing unit at one time. Mm-hmm. And half at the other. So right now there's 32 in some of the housing units. So you serve 16 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
It's safer for the inmates, safer for the officers because you're dealing with less people out at a time.
Do you have a lot of problems in there? Do you have fights and nasty things? I mean, has it gotten worse?
There's, I won't say worse, but it's...
there's always something.
There's fights. Yeah. There's assaults.
Assaults on officers?
Assaults on officers. And that's all since 109. Assaults on officers went up, and that's statewide. Assaults on inmates. Inmate-on-inmate assaults went up. But they're a small mini prison right now in our jails
you've
in California.
You've got a prison there.
Yes, and you've been to prison, not as a client or a criminal. You've taken a tour of one of the hardest.
You don't know where I was before.
One of the hardest. One of the hardest prisons. San Quentin.
But let me tell you something. I saw San Quentin, and yeah, there are some really bad guys there. Really bad people there. I mean, and I got to meet some of them. We got to talk with them. But as far as doing hard time, I think this jail that you have here is just as tough because you don't have all the assets that San Quentin has for people you've got in jail for 6 years.
Yeah,
because
they have other area. They have space, for classes, rehabilitation programs.
They can walk around outside.
Exercise yards. Talking yards
fields.
Like football fields and tracks.
Basketball courts. Yes. Baseball fields. Yeah, you're talking about a lot of things there that they can do. Where in the prison, in your jail, you've got a little area there that they can shoot basketball.
Rec yard, recreation yard.
And that's
yard.
It. It's
so
tough.
We're looking at to see if we can put more beds into the jail or more inmates into the beds that are there. We do have a court capacity order that we can't exceed 381 for the jail. That's our rated capacity. I'm trying to raise the rated capacity as well, coming up with these ideas. Mm-hmm. We may have to do some installation of maybe some additional fixtures like showers because there has to be so many showers per inmate. So like now, the standard is one shower per 16 inmates. Not that you're going to have 16 in there at one time, but you have to have one available for every 16 inmates. And so if we go up in numbers, then you have to add a shower. And so that's, again, gets into space requirements and remodeling in the jail, which is pretty spending.
Well, you're remodeling now because of the ADA stuff.
We're not remodeling yet. We're still involved in litigation. That lawsuit.
Okay.
But it could end up making some changes to the existing structure.
And that could be millions.
Could be.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Mary, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hello, Sheriff. My question is the same as everybody's thinking in conversation. These people that are on the street, okay, you find one, he looks decent. You could take him out. You could buy him clothes. You could take him to Home Depot or someplace and say, you know, get a job here. But it's what Good News has been working on for a long time. But they're medically messed up. That all of these people, and you know that, all of these people can't function. So, yeah, you talk about the jail. You talk about the space. You talk about the room for these people and how we're going to govern it. But how can we – did anybody ever do a spreadsheet that's like, Good News Rescue Mission, you know, saves so many, I know, through the school program and stuff. But what about just picking them up and finding out, I mean, if they can talk, finding out if they really want to do something. I don't think they do, but just finding that out.
That's probably been done. It's not like law enforcement can go and just pick somebody up. That could be if you just go pick up somebody.
Picking them up in conjunction with something else.
Something else, but I get what you're saying, Mary. And you're right. Many people have substance abuse issues, both alcohol and drugs, sometimes both. They have mental health issues, and then that can be compounded with the effects of the drugs and the alcohol on the brain, short-term and long-term. There's many issues there. And then sometimes these individuals don't want to change, and you cannot affect change with the people without them wanting to do that and go through rehabilitation. But that's what causes a lot of these quality of life issues here in Redding and other places throughout California.
So back to the person that's just, you know, standing there and you want to help them. What about the work camps? Is there any work camps going on?
We have inmates in work camps with the state prison fire camps. And to be placed into, quote, a work camp, at least on the criminal justice side of it, you have to be sentenced, and your sentence has to be longer for them to be able to take advantage of it. Like with the state prison side, they want them sentenced to at least a year because they get basically 50% off their time, and so they're only there for 6 months, and you still got the training time.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, would you support...
Waste training time is, in fact, that they're, between judgments.
Hey, Mary, would you support an area that housed several hundred of these people?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, so it's outside of town?
That old hotel, that old motel that's sitting there on Pine Street. I thought about that. That's 32 units, but it gets out of control.
Yeah, see, there's some people who say, well, look, if we found housing for these people and put them in the housing, that would solve a lot of problems. I'm not sure how many problems it would solve, but maybe that's something it's time to take a look at since nothing else is working.
Yes, that needs to go on the spreadsheet as well.
Yep.
Because if you can help them, fine. You know, like Good News Rescue Mission has a fantastic program. I've heard it many times. And they do move people from the streets, so that's good. But what about picking them up and making them clean up the camps? You know, go in and
clean up the dirt. It's funny you said that because there's 12 states right now in lawsuits, but they're looking at if you're getting Medicaid or Medi-Cal, in this case, would be Medicaid, you're getting that from the state and that you're able and that you're healthy enough that they're going to put you to work, just like you were talking about. Because you're getting the benefits, so they want to get you to work for part of that. So
yes, Ronald Reagan had that program. He came in and he said, if you're on food stamps for 2 years, you're off for 2 years. Yeah. You have to show that you work.
Yep. Okay, Mary. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Sheriff.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in, Mary.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, as the sheriff just told me, because he knows this better than I do. You know, I just give you your show here.
I've done that before here.
You've done that. Yeah, I know.
We've had some fun with it.
Yeah. I'm still getting phone calls. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. You know what? I really like those guys over there. They're really cool. One, they give veteran discounts. They've got the kerosene business for everywhere up here now, so they've got those Toyo water heaters, but also Toyo heaters that can cut your heating bills dramatically. And it's the largest distributor of the Vallejo Beacon and 76 brands. They include farm accounts, truck stops, manufacturing plants, everything. They take it, you know, they have competitive pricing. If you've got a company that, you know, you're wondering, should I go through them? How much money can I save? You know, I'm on the road. How much money can I save with, by going to SST Oil? You need to go and give them a call because they've got a great selection, as I just said, but they also are very fair priced. They're everywhere, and they want to work with you. Give them a call, 241-1167, SST Oil. And they've been around for 50 years, too.
Wow.
And it's an employee-owned company. All right, we'll be right back with Shasta County Sheriff Tom Basenko. It is 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people. people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawing every session. Rock and roll bingo, $10,000 progressive bingo, and $20,000 marathon. Plus, at the end of the month, 10 lucky winners will be selected to win big prizes. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive 3 tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's Give Back promotion and special drawings every session. So, grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to top, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only, hands-free. Who says you can't win them all? You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North Eighth has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Streets of Fire.
Night.
Diane Lane, when she was young.
So, Carl, in the radio industry, do they have, like, awards for bump music, for best
I tell
bump
you
music
what,
master? Bob does a pretty good job.
Bob's great, but I tell you what, he's in a fist fight with Jared and Bob Martin, too. I tell you what, those guys, all three of them are just so good. But Bob has, you know, I have to admit, he's into my head on these things. He brings in things that I've never heard of. And some I've said, I never want to hear that again. Others, it's like I can't get enough of it. So he knows that Street of Fire, which is Streets of Fire, which is a cult movie on Diane Lane and all this, it's got it all. It's got great music, it's got motorcycles, it's got gang fights and veterans and taking on people. So it's cool. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Best haircuts in the world. Better known business. Man's last stronghold. That's right. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, there's a question in here. It says, well, you know, we know that you can't buy or you can't build a private prison.
Right.
I don't know why.
Prison's different. Jail. There are private prisons in California that rent out beds to the state of California for prison inmates. Jails cannot be privatized because of the California Constitution. So there's a difference there between prison and jail. Sometimes people try and combine them.
So I can't. Okay, but what if I built it on sovereign land?
Don't know the answer to that one.
What if the question was, and I think it was a good question, was the fact that what if Wind River wanted to build, you know, have property out there and build a place for 50 or 60 people and rent it to you and rent spaces there? Could they do that?
Don't know of anything that would prohibit it that I'm aware of, and I'm not aware of any other facility like that. Idea in California.
Yeah.
Not aware of it in the nation, but doesn't mean that it can't be done.
Well, I'm just wondering. I mean, if.
And then even if. I mean. Let's say, okay, build it. Then you still need revenue to rent out the spaces and do
they
that.
They could build it in a way that they're looking for. They're looking for the. They could build it in such a way they don't have to build it specifically to maybe the. You know, the strict measures, but, you know, I mean, still does the job, so it doesn't cost as much to build. And it provides spots for those people that you kind of, you know, you're picking up that they're just, you know,
I don't want to seem like the, throwing water on the fire guy, but you said, hey, it can't be built to the strict standards. Well, then I could see it coming back around. Of inmates suing because we placed them into a substandard.
Well, I'm not talking. Talking about the things that are. I mean, they have a room. They have places to sleep. Places to eat. They have showers. These are for your low risk wise. You're picking up and you're having to turn loose all the time. The guys that were arrested 57 times.
Right.
Just those guys go in there for, you know, until they can get them into court.
Right. Could be a possibility.
So
you heard it here first.
Well. Whoever said that I guess that was anonymous. Yes. How about instead of the Rancheria donating funds, they build a new jail?
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, I think that ought to be looked at.
Okay.
I mean, they could just say, okay, you want to build it on our property right here? Then they're going to do it. So, okay. What other kind of has anybody come up with any other ideas? Privatizing, you know, so much of the, how about, again, we get into the combining of the sheriff and the police.
Usually.
Let me throw you off the argument is, they've got different type jobs. Well, then, no, they don't. It's law enforcement. So you have the sheriff, and under him, he'll have a portion that does the police. Of policing of the towns and a other group that's out on the roads. Why is it so different? Why can't it do that?
It actually could. There's no place in California that has a metropolitan police department. That's what you're giving an example of. In Las Vegas,
It
works in Las Vegas, and it goes way back into the history of basically the state. There were some problems with. The way the agencies were being run, they said, hey, we're going to come in and take it over, or you guys combine together and make this work. But under California law and the Constitution, and I'm not a lawyer, but I'll get this correct, as an independent government entity, a city can have all of their services. If they wanted to have a police department, they certainly can, and that's what they vote on. That's how it works on the infrastructure. And then later in the years, I'm going back maybe 20, no, over 30 years, they could also, cities could contract with the sheriff and have contract law enforcement, much like we do in the city of Shasta Lake,
sure.
Although that's done in Los Angeles and other cities all up and down the state. So they could do that.
So they could do that here.
But usually the cities want their own identity for their law enforcement, and they want to have authority and control over them as well for a chief of police and all the other departments that they have.
Well, I think it's time for people to maybe start looking outside that box.
It could.
How do we do this? How do we save money? How do we provide that money we could use then that we save by putting both units together? You can save, have separate uniforms. You don't have separate cars.
Instead of
all that.
Redundancy of other resources like you talked about, like for us at the local law enforcement area, Anderson Police Department, Shasta County Sheriff's Office, and the Redding Police Department, we have a combined dispatch center, and that's Shascom, and they also dispatch Redding Fire, and they also dispatch medical personnel. So that's a combined entity
True. But they also have their own administration. They've got so many people doing this instead of having a consolidated administration where you could have one group running the whole enchilada.
We also have what we call the Integrated Public Safety System, IPSS, and that's our computer systems for our records. Units. We have three records units for each of the agencies. We all have our own reports. And the management of that record system has been very archaic. It's very old and outdated and could collapse anytime. Well, within the next year or so, we'll be bringing online a new record management system and a jail management system. That's into the millions of dollars. But we made it all happen because of working together as a collaborative effort. to make this happen. So that'll be getting kicked off here pretty soon.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Norm, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning there, Sheriff Pasenko.
Good morning, Norm. Thanks for calling in.
As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Sheriff Pasenko, you have probably one of the toughest jobs in Shasta County of any sheriff that we've ever had.
Well, yeah.
You've got more garbage going on here, and you've got all them people in Sacramento making laws and rules for you to follow, and they're almost impossible to follow, according to what I've heard you say.
Pretty close. Yep.
Yep.
So it is a big challenge there, Norm.
You know, I have all the respect in the world for you, but I sure don't have any respect at all for our city council.
Whoa. Okay.
Well, thanks for your opinion, Norm.
And any time you get out there and start running, I'm behind you 100%.
Well, Norm,
and I know the veterans are, too.
Well, Norm, thank you very much for that support. It does mean a lot. Sometimes I'll be walking across the parking lot or something, and somebody will come up. Hey, thank you very much for the job that you do and your men and women of your department. Thank you very much. And that is a real uplifting time when someone says, just basically, thank you for doing your job and your support.
Thank you, Tom. You're doing a good job, and I love it.
So thanks,
Norm.
Take care.
Thank you, Norm. Thanks for calling in. And, you know, there's a lot of people. I mean, I understand where somebody can say something that says, because people are frustrated. I'm frustrated. You're frustrated. You're probably more frustrated about it than I am, about these guys getting turned loose. 57 times. Come on. 57 times. And we can't find room in a jail for those guys.
We're going to research that. That's 57 times between two people. In 10 years.
But it's still 57 times.
And we have to research, okay, they got arrested. Were the charges dropped? What were they arrested for? We don't want to turn them loose. But if you have the charges dropped, we have to. Can't illegally hold someone.
Oh, no. There's no doubt in my mind it wasn't it wasn't anything to do with somebody beating somebody up or something like that.
And then recently there was a press release put out that said, hey, this guy got arrested and he was released in a half an hour. That's not an accurate statement. We researched that. And the person that got released was several hours. And so we're going to have some discussion on that, we being some other people and I.
Uh-huh.
And that wasn't accurate. But it was in the media. And so then sometimes those perceptions become reality for some people. That wasn't accurate. It takes
Perceptions are reality.
Sometimes they are. But it takes at least a half an hour to get somebody processed just into the booking area. So they just didn't come in and get released. And so that wasn't accurate. They'd been there a number of hours before they got released. And then their charges weren't of such that, depending on our jail population, could be held.
If people have why are they turn them loose? Do yourself a favor. Call Camille, who is the assistant, the very able, very able assistant, to Sheriff Tom Pasenko. Set up a time that you can go down and watch how this works. I think that you don't mind that. And so you can see how this booking works. I've done it. Frankly, they said, okay, here's your two piles of books. Which one of these are you going to keep? I mean, it essentially is that. And you look
through it. We did it with a group of people one time, and we had what we call the hierarchy, and that's from everything from murder to misdemeanor crimes. And we said, okay, we get at least 30 bookings per day. We have to make room, and we only have, like, maybe 5 beds available. So who are you going to release? And I took this group of people through it, and they were only to come up with 15 people. We go to the back where the booking area is.
Uh-huh.
I said, hey, you see all these slips of paper on the wall here and on doors and stuff? Yeah. Those are 25 people waiting to be booked. You only came up with 15 to be released, so right now you're still 10 behind. And coincidentally, I received a text message from the PD that said, hey, we're bringing in 2 people for murder. I said, so now you're up to 27. I know you're not going to be releasing the people on murder, so come on and get it going. Who are you going to release? And it was like they were said, well, let's release the 15 people that are in for auto theft. I said, yeah, but that could be you or your neighbor's car that's getting stolen next. What about this? What about that?
No, and I all goes back down.
That's what we all know. That's what my men and women in the jail, the classification officers, have to do every day. And it is very frustrating for them and very high stress.
It all goes back. There's not enough room in the end.
Not enough room.
We got to take a break. We're going to be right back with Sheriff Tom Pasenko.
Oh, Lord.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Many uninsured Californians don't know they can get financial help for health insurance. To find out if you qualify, visit coverca.com or call 800-300-1506 and keep listening to KCNR 1460. We will be talking to Adam Unger of Cover California on Thursday at 6 p.m. He'll be answering all your health insurance questions and discussing when and how you can register. For more information, visit coverca.com. Cover California. It's more than healthcare. It's life care.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the last segment for Wednesday, right here at Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Sheriff Tom Basinko. Good morning, everybody. Bob, weather today is going to be a little rainy tonight, right?
We have overcast skies that will be increasing through the day. By late tonight, we will see rain, and that will be off and on for the next several days.
That's cool.
Carl just went outside and checked the weather rock.
By the way, I checked the weather rock.
And it's, what was I looking for here? Okay, Bob's complaining that I never give him a list of music I like.
Shasta Lake is only 48 feet from the top.
That's
it came
a
up
scary.
A foot in the last couple of days.
Well, Bob, it was 50 feet earlier in the show. It just came up 2 feet.
Well, I checked the CDC, California Data Center, which keeps track of such things. And
it must have just updated.
Okay, now see these 356 songs that are on my Amazon. I'm going to give this to you so you can copy each one of them.
I will play them, and that way I don't have to think about music anymore.
There you go.
I just roboticize it.
I've got stuff. I've got stuff in here that I wouldn't even listen to. Okay, I'm here with Sheriff Tom
Basinko. I'm having to referee the argument of music lists during the break.
Okay, Tom, we got like 8 minutes left. Talk to me about things that people should be looking at this month, next month. I know we got new gun laws. We kind of talked about those.
That's almost a whole show in itself. But there's changes in the way that you can purchase ammunition. Give away or ammunition, which basically you can't give it to a friend. Excuse me. You can't loan or give a friend a gun now. You have to at least make it your family member, and there's some loaning regulations on that. So if a couple of you just wanted to go hunting and shooting, and then you have to know if they're not a person that can own a gun, that could be another crime. There's going to be a whole bunch more of those anti-gun laws coming down the pike with the legislators returning from their break, winter break.
You know what?
Didn't you want to get 500 people down on the lawn at the auditorium and pass a 22 round down to the big circle?
I remember that a couple of years ago. Remember when they said they couldn't do that? And I said, I wanted more than 500. I wanted everybody. And I wanted to start with the sheriff of Shasta County, who would take that bullet and he'd hand it to a disabled veteran, and give it to him, who would give it to a child. Not a child, but a young adult who didn't, and then we just pass it around in the largest display of public defiance to Sacramento.
Well, down in El Dorado County, there was a business that sold ammunition. That was their business, and they weren't a firearms dealer. But at the first of the year, they had not received their license from the state, who was way behind on issuing licenses. Well, that guy could either sell ammunition illegally or he's out of business. And the sheriff there was pretty irate, wrote a letter, and eventually he got his license, but it was 2 days late still. He couldn't operate for 2 days. And that's all these plethora of laws coming in that sometimes do not make sense and do nothing to prevent gun-related crimes. But be involved. For the people out there, be involved. Be aware of what's going on in our state capital, because we can be definitely affected by it. Still, the governor wants to continue with his high-speed rail to nowhere, high-speed spending.
By the way,
now he wants to reduce one tunnel down to one water tunnel. And we're talking billions and billions and billions of dollars.
High-speed rail, I'm on...
High-speed spending.
High-speed rail, as I'm on the line with these people, I'm trying to get a spokesman from the high-speed rail, since they have a brand-new leader down there that's running this now. I said, could I have a spokesman to come on and talk to us about where the status is, where it's going, this kind of thing? And they came back with a question, well, what exactly do you want? I said, I'm looking for somebody that can talk
about
the status.
Give me some information.
You know, come on the show, talk 30, 40 minutes, just a spokesman, a talking head, a subject matter expert, somebody that can talk about this.
The PIO.
Yeah, and just tell us where we're at and where it's going. Because I think the confusion on this, I have no idea where they're at now. I know that they're still having lawsuits.
Well, one of the original ones was going to be a high-speed rail from Bakersfield to Los Angeles.
I don't think it's doing. Anyway, okay.
But the way some people can help us, again, I know it's frustrating. We're trying to find these solutions. It's not inexpensive for many of the solutions. But if you see suspicious activity or a crime, please call that in and report it. Lock your homes and lock your vehicles and don't have valuables inside of them. It sounds pretty easy, but still, a lot of people have those unlocked or leave the keys in their vehicle.
Or they see something in the back seat, and they will break in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and it could be, again, a backpack or a duffel bag of dirty gym clothes.
Yeah,
but
who wants
people,
my old gym bag?
But the people that see it, they think there might be something valuable in there. Smash that window out, cause you $400 to repair it. Put some security lighting up at your house. Cut those bushes down from the windows. And now it's relatively inexpensive to put some security cameras in your home and around your home. And then also, if you can afford it.
How about some shotgun traps?
Don't do shotgun traps. Danger, Will Robinson.
Okay. All right.
But if you can afford it, if you can buy like a gun safe, and you don't necessarily have to have guns in it, you can have jewelry and your electronics. Make sure you bolt it down.
This guy just lost 60 guns and all this. Was that a county thing?
It was out in the county area.
It seems to me, somebody said it. I mean, I don't know for sure, that it kind of sounds like an inside job, that somebody knew that the gentleman was going to be gone.
Probably somebody knew that he had that amount of guns,
and that he
was out of town. This person did have his guns secured in gun safes, but they stole the safes. That's why it's important to bolt them down either into the concrete if you have a slab floor or into the walls and make sure that they're bolted in. Even though they're heavy, you can get a dolly or some couple of men, and they can steal it. And so have those locked up. And that's important. And then make sure you record your serial numbers. And that can help us recover property when we come in contact with serialized. And you can even write your own serial number on something and have that recorded.
Sure.
You can do anything.
And make sure you keep it somewhere that you can find it.
Photos of it, anything
right.
like that.
Those all help, especially photos of jewelry, because that is very hard to describe and look at. So those are all things that can help us be aware of your neighborhood and report suspicious activity in there. And we in law enforcement, we don't like to hear, oh, I know you guys are all so busy, and I don't want to bother you. That's our charge. Please call.
Call. If nothing else, it keeps saying, we had this many calls, and we
can't
respond from this area. So now we maybe have to put somebody else in there.
Makes it a hot spot.
By the way, last thought, is people that are having problems with these guns and all this, that if you have guns that you do not want or you think they're too dangerous for the house, please give me a call, 605-4565, here at the station, and I will come out and take care of those for you.
On the serious side of that, they could turn them in to law enforcement. And we have a suicide rate here in Shasta County that is 2 times the state average, oftentimes with firearms. So if you have a loved one that is maybe having a difficult time, whether due to depression or a serious illness, make sure that they're secured.
You
don't
want to form.
We can hold that form, or they can get a friend or a gun shop to do the same thing for storage. We don't want to see somebody commit suicide and cause a lot more problems for the family and themselves.
Okay, we got to run.
Carl, it's been a pleasure.
You know, Sheriff, we're glad you're here with us, man.
Thank you.
All right, tomorrow we've got the Shasta County District Attorney's going to be joining us along with Trish Clark and a number of other things. We're going to talk about, you know, people in jail, new prosecutors and all of this. Everybody have a great day. Be careful out there with that rain.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Pressure, it's in Peachtree City, Georgia.
We do get snow. We do have cold snaps. It just so happens we've got both of them at the same time. Last week we had, it was, or 2 weeks ago, it was really cold. I mean, we were down into the teens with wind chills down to zero, but we had no snow and we had no ice. Today, we actually got them both.
President Trump getting in.